Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings. Welcome, my brothers and my sisters, to another episode of iStarRadio.com, broadcasting live from the heart. As always, it's such an honor to be here, brothers and sisters. It's incredible times. We're living on July 2nd, 2016. I mean, it's really dramatic, you know, the transformation we're experiencing. Mostly, you know, benevolent when you are focusing on the positive, on the good, even though it's really hard, you know, to live your lives and to listen to all these things going on. But anyway, here's our brother, Bernie, and then we continue. This is our start at your service.
That is, you got involved in a very, very important issue. That is the issue of people having the right to know what's in the food that they eat. You organized, you knocked on doors, you went to the legislature. And then the legislature did the right thing. They had hearings, they discussed the issue, and they passed precedented law in the United States. The governor did the right thing. He supported what the people did, and he signed that legislation. That is what democracy is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
And as a Vermonter, I am very proud that our state became the first state in the country to mandate labeling for food that contains GMO products. And I'm proud of the grassroots activism that led to that result. This legislation is important because people have a right to know what they eat and what their children eat. The more information we have, the better consumers we are. This is not, as you all know, a radical idea. It is what over 60 countries all over this world have done in passing GMO labeling legislation. And that is also why the states, not only of Vermont, we went first, but of Connecticut, Maine, and Alaska, have also passed legislation to mandate labeling of food that contains GMO products. Unfortunately, the major agribusiness and biotech corporations disagree. They do not believe that people should have a right to know what's in the food that they eat. And that is why they have spent hundreds of millions of dollars in lobbying and campaign contributions overturn the GMO right to know legislation that Vermont and other states have passed, and also that many other states want to pass. This is a movement that is going throughout this country. The Grocery Manufacturers Association, which sued and lost in trying to stop Vermont's law, has 34 lobbyists working on this issue alone. They spent $8.5 million lobbying between 2015 and 2016, and of course they're spending more this year.
Going on, so everybody know about GMOs? Well, GMOs, as you may know, are some products that look like real. They're almost like fake food, okay? And in some cases, a little bit poison. So please, brothers and sisters, be careful. But you make sure, you know, that you are, I know that it's, food is expensive, and to get it, you know, organic and, you know, things like that is even more expensive, but it's better to make some sacrifices in certain, you know, entertainment or certain things, and really spend more on your on looking for quality, you know, food for yourself, for your children, for your family. You know, it's most importantly between you know, putting the most natural organic food that you can find, no GMO, absolutely. No GMO, say no to GMO, like, just like our brother Bernie Sanders, you know, future president of the USA, yeah, so he's saying, you know, that more than 60, you know, countries already said no to GMO because it's not good for the health of the people, period. I mean, is that plain and simple to say it's not good for your health, period? You can find all kinds, there's all kinds of types of GMOs. I mean, I can tell you there's an incredible amount of what they call it, transgenic, you know, food that it's literally, you know, little nanotechnology they're putting on the food that they can use the frequencies to control you, to send you emotions of fear, of emotions of, you know, all kinds of old things that is, you know, being used. I mean, this is not, you can just Google it. Just Google nanotechnology and foods and all these Illuminati plans of control. If you want to watch who is behind the so-called Illuminati and all the controllers of the world, they pretty much, you know, control every industry in the world. It's an octopus that controls every industry, and that it's not fair. It's not fair that it's being allowed, you know, while, you know, everybody else, it's, you know, per se, you know, just having a regular type of a perspective on certain things. You know, things are changing, and there's for instance, you know, it's good to dream, you know, to dream that we can have, for instance, every single person in America, and why not say that also in the entire world, free universal healthcare. It is possible. Why? Because our brother Bernie Sanders is proposing it, is offering it. If he becomes president, that is one of the things that he will make happen. And I believe that. I believe that, for instance, the question is how to pay for the services offered by Mr. President Bernie Sanders. Okay? For your information, according to some publications that I can find, I can't give you the sources, but I'm telling you that I read in some of the sources that there's over $10 million given for free away or by corruption. Who knows what they're doing or what they're paying for? $1 million per day to the country of Israel. Why? Why are we giving the people of America $10 million per day to Israel? What is the reason? You tell me. You ask me why. Why, brother and sister? Then that alone could help pay for a huge chunk of the healthcare for America, right? Or how about the $1 trillion, trillion with a T, $1 trillion the DACA member Ronald Rumsfeld announced that his office lost one day before 9/11, okay? And all of a sudden, nobody remembers. Nobody remembers what's that $1 trillion. Ooh, who knows? Who cares? Something else happened. It's more important to even, you know, that's their modus operandi. They, you know, go destroy countries and loot them. They rape them. They suck all the blood, all the oil. Okay, they use our brothers. They use our children. Okay, as soldiers to go and do their jobs. They, you know, the soldiers, they're not at fault at all. They're just our children that are in, you know, using, you know, earning a check by all your just taking orders. And that is also, we invite our brothers to please put down the weapons. Not say no more to, you know, to wars, no more to orders that your superiors tell you they're not, you know, go according to human rights. to human nature from being a human being. You know what I mean? Touch your heart. Touch your heart, brother or sister, who you're working for, brothers in the media. How can you touch your brothers and sisters under the bus, you know, knowing you're getting paid, knowing what is happening, knowing that there is all this corruption, and you are being the voice of this corruption and not saying anything about it? How could you? How could you? You know, just do something. It's time to wake up, and to every single brother and sister, wake up, and wake up everybody else. Wake up 10 brothers and sisters, 10 friends, 10 relatives, 10 friends, 10 the closest friends, the people that you bump into every day. Just wake up 10 people every day. Help us wake 10 people up and tell them what's going on. The government is corrupted in every party, in every way. The only one here that is willing to help the people is Bernie Sanders. Period. That's it. He's the one who's going to help find these trillions and trillions of fraudulent money being funneled, okay, to black projects. Who knows what they are? What dark, you know, their black projects, they have to be very dark and very obscure not to tell the people and to use it, knowing that there's vets, you know, dying on the street homeless by being hungry, being, you know, sick, and vets are not being able to get any medicine or any medication or a decent, you know, bed to lay the head after serving the country. Okay, that's how they respect the people that work for them. Okay, the so-called, you know, governments of the world. That's how they respect. It's full. The beds are all over the streets, all over the world, in every country. You know, it just happens in America. Happens everywhere. The corruption is everywhere. It's global, okay? But it's time for somebody like. And did you know that during, you know, the so-called, you know, other person that is running, that is very corrupted and very, you know, rotten, and during, you know, her service, during her office, there were over $6 billion or something like that were lost. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Everybody forgot. Nobody cares. It's, you know what I mean? But I'm telling you, look for it on the Clinton Foundation and all that. You're gonna find all kinds of horrible, you know, deals and dealings that they're doing in the global level, selling the people of America for a few bucks, selling their people. You know what I mean? Doing deals, you know, with states, with countries that they are treat females worse than dogs. They have absolutely no rights. Okay, how could you, a woman, deal and receive money from countries like that? You know, like the Saudis, like Israel, like all these other, you know, horrible, you know, people that they work with. You know what I mean? And just. But that's the business. That I believe in the mighty God that is taking care of all other people. They're, you know, they're not good for humanity. And I pray to God every single day, and I call the angels and archangels and Archangel Michael, and I call them from the heart to help get rid of all these horrible people, to get them out of here, out of this, you know, beautiful blue planet that is so full of life, and so full of beautiful, you know, animalitos, beautiful, you know, and, you know, nature, beautiful people, you know, beautiful beings, and together with all these dark ones, and if here, I agree and declare. I agree and declare, brothers and sisters, you know what I mean, that's it. I, you know, nobody cares, that's clearly in our Bernie Sanders. Our Bernie Sanders, he will make sure those funds will be found and will go to help the people, okay? Of every single city in the country, the USA, as well as everywhere in the world, because he's a soul that can help a lot of people, a lot of souls. You know what I mean? So I invite you to listen to Radio Ashtar Radio every single Saturday. We've been broadcasting live since January 2011. Okay? Here in the sacred woodlands of Sedona, Arizona, the sacred Hopi land. Hopi land. I invite everybody to meet me at 11:11 a.m. and at 11:11 p.m. every single day. Every single day, let's meet, see you guys, 11:11 a.m. and our p.m. Let's meet together, let's pray for each other. Let's pray for world peace. Let's pray for, just visualize that our brother Bernie Sanders already won as the U.S. President of the United States of America, okay? So I meet you every single day, brothers and sisters, 11:11 a.m. and our p.m., you know, just daily. It's a... it's a mission that I have, and that I I'm totally interested to fulfill it every single day of my existence. You know what I mean? Forever and ever and forevermore. You know what I mean? That's what I do. That's what my mission. You know, my mission does. You know, and it's that's what we love. That's what we love to do. You know what I mean? That's what we love to do, because that's what we, you know, that's what we are. You know, we are light and we are love, and that's what we are all here for. You know what I mean? To create pillars of light. You know, wherever we are, and that's, you know, wherever you are, there you are. That's what you're put there for a reason. You know what I mean? So I invite you to just be light, be love, be positive. Just be just be, you know, the best that you can be, you know, any other expectations of being, you know, just being yourself, you know what I mean? Connecting to yourself, if it's even possible, by just looking for that wonderful, you know, peace. You know what I mean? That is inside of you and inside of each one of us when we are, you know, concentrated to feel just the silence. You know, just like breathing, listening to your breathing. You know what I mean? That's it. Just listen to your beautiful breathing, brother and your sister, and you'll be amazed how you know it is. You know what I mean? How beautiful your breathing is. It's amazing. You know what you can accomplish with your light, with your love. It's incredible, you know, that the amount of hope that it's created by your believing that everything is okay. It's just amazing. It's just you'll be amazed, you know, if you are, you know, a positive soul. Mostly, you know, for some it's almost impossible to be, you know, more than average, but it is possible, you know, to be, how about just grateful, you know, having a group, having somebody to love you, and be able to be part of this, you know, transformation that, you know, we are all, you know, eternal beings, you know what I mean? That's the truth. That's my truth. I want to share you my truth, you know what I mean? We are all eternal beings that, you know, pretty much we are just transforming transforming and transforming, and that's it. It's transforming. And then all it takes is for you to just to believe, you know what I mean? That it is possible, that that everything is possible, that you are possible, you know what I mean? That you are possible, that you are, that the impossible is absolutely possible because you are possible. I am possible. The impossible is I am possible. I am possible. You know what I mean? I am possible of everything. What I believe, my capabilities, what, you know, box of you in, you know what I mean? So that is that's what I'm talking about. That's the that's the box of understanding that you are, you know, setting yourself in. But it's all so beautiful, brothers and sisters. I mean, I can just tell you that it's such an honor to be here, you know, today. Just in general, just like loving life, you know what I mean? In love, my mission, my passion is just to share light and love. That's nothing else, nothing more, you know what I mean? Just to share hope, light and love. Tell you that, you know, something great is happening or about to happen. Something amazing, benevolent, that is going to transform the world like a tsunami of love in every single corner of the planet. That's what I'm talking about. That's it. That's what I'm trying to share to you today, brothers and sisters. Okay? That it is doable and it is possible. You know what I mean? Because I am that I am, and so are you. I am that I am, and so are you. Everything is possible. You know? Did you feel it? If you want to help our cause to get us to feel it, go to ashtarradio.com. Ashtar is Elacapolis, like Sam, H, like, hi, T, like Tom, Elacap, R, like Grover, ashtarradio.com, and or Ashtar. Watch out, make sure to watch this film to help you understand who are, you know, the so-called Bilderberg group, you know what I mean? Which they have to approve every single president since the 50s, guys, I'm telling you. They have approved every single president in the world, okay? And that's what they do, you know what I mean? Every single president in the U.S., every single prime minister in the U.K., you know, every single, you know, government in the world, you know, they make sure to they alter the ways to make it happen. I mean, yeah, they're pretty crazy. But yeah. So let's just hope that everything is cool, that everything is going to somewhere somehow, you know, bring transformation in your reality, you know, brother and sister. So let's I meet you every day, 11 a.m. or 10, you know, your local time, you know, you are the temple, just in the most humble of my aspects of myself, you know, I gather with a bunch of souls, and we just meditate. just go inside, just connecting with the higher, you know, aspect of yourself. You know what I mean? It's doable. Doable, brother and sister. You know what I mean? You can connect that part of you that is always there, just waiting to shake your hand. Just waiting. You know, just excited to, you know, to do it. You know what I mean? And that is the same other aspect of you that is higher, that is perfect, that is divine, that is fully, you know, conscious and awakened to all your superpowers. You know what I mean? That is the other you. And that is waiting, you know, so kindly to meet you. You know what I mean? So every single one of you, you know, it's just like so eager, you know what I mean? So eager to meet you. And it's you, you know, it's yourself. I'm not saying any other God or any other religion. It's yourself. It's the Christ. Everyone heard about my brother, right? Jesus Christ. Well, it's the Christ in you. Okay? It's the Christ that is inside of you. And that is who I'm talking about. And that's who our brother Bernie Sanders represents. You know what I mean? He was sort of a democratic, you know, socialist. He was Jewish, right? You know, why not? So love him. So I think it's just time to dream huge, and nothing should be you know, from your reach, you know, pretty much. I think you have the power to reach anything that you can, you know, put your mind to it, put your heart to it. You know what I mean? It's now up to you, brother and sister, to believe it, to live it. You see, my reality is going to happen. Bernie Sanders already won as a U.S. president. Everything happens on the now. Everything is happening right now. It already happened. And right now you can get it. You know what I mean? At any time. But just believing. Just believing hard enough that everything is possible. And you're there. You know what I mean? In a flash. In a flash, you're there. It's absolutely everything is possible. You know? Also, kind of wanted to talk to you about this whole breath. Okay. And it's a very interesting happening, you know, that is happening right now. Because by the winning of Brexit, pretty much a huge opening, okay, of more deceits to the dark ones, to the cabal, are going to happen. Okay? A lot more are coming. And this is just the first one. Okay? So congratulations to all of you. Every single one that believes in this so-called choice of Brexit, for England especially, the first step has been taken. How many of you expected in that house of cards, which you call the EU, will be pulled by the people of England? It took your world by surprise. It took the cabal by surprise. So at the words of our brother Montique, key for June 26th, he said that, understand that this is but the first step. You will have to be strong to hold on to your victory. Your oppressors are busy now, trying to overturn this remarkable victory. I say not to fall for their lies, do not agree to another referendum. Think back at how they overturned Ireland's vote to withdraw from the EU. Ireland was cheated out of its wish to withdraw. Think about what you are always asked to vote with the use of a pencil mark can be so easily erased. Ensure that you use an indelible pen in the future. Your oppressors will leave no stone unturned in their efforts to take over your world. Okay? So think about that one. They believe that their strongholds through addiction will win the day, but it was the real English people who achieved this extraordinary result. Okay? The whole world owes a debt of gratitude, for they have shown great courage. This is the first defeat that the Illuminati has suffered. I say the first because advisedly, as they have many more to face, their downfall is assured. I agree with the Claire, St. John Michael. So I invite you to please come and read the rest of the message at #radio.com, okay, and on #tv.com. And if you can leave a donation, we're going to really, really appreciate it. And he's our brother, Bernie Sanders, with you.
Oh, thanks, Lord. I think here is the very sad truth, and that is that it is very difficult for the American people to keep up with the mass shootings that we've seen in the city almost every day. Yesterday, San Bernardino. Days ago, Colorado Springs. Before that, Roseburg, Oregon. Before that, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And on it goes. The San Bernardino shooting was the 355th mass shooting this year. Gun violence has reached epidemic levels in the United States. Over the past decade, 275,000 Americans have been killed by guns. Let me paraphrase what President Obama said recently. And what he said is that this is not an easy problem to solve, but just because it is not an easy problem to solve does not mean that we should not do everything that we can. Bad news is, in fact, that this nation is divided over gun legislation. That's a simple fact. That's a political reality. But the good news is there is a broad consensus, perhaps 60, 70% of the American people who agree on common sense gun safety legislation. And here is what that consensus is about, supported by a strong majority of the American people. We need to significantly expand and improve background checks. Who is arguing that people who should not have guns because of a criminal background, because of mental problems, should not be able to purchase those guns? Very few Americans disagree with that. We need to renew the assault weapons ban. We need to end the sale of high-capacity magazines. We need to make gun trafficking a federal crime and give law enforcement the tools they need to get illegal guns off of the streets. We need to close the gun show loophole, as well as loopholes that allow gun purchasers to buy a gun after the waiting period expires without a completed background check. We need to close loopholes that allow domestic abusers and stalkers to obtain guns. We need to strengthen penalties for store purchasers who buy guns from licensed dealers on behalf of somebody prohibited from purchasing a gun. And very significant, we need to greatly expand and improve our mental health capabilities. The sad reality is that in America today, there are many thousands of people who are walking our streets who are suicidal or homicidal. And these people need treatment. When they need treatment, regardless of their income, regardless of their insurance status, when they are in crisis, they should be able to get treatment today, not 2 months from now. These are just some of the ideas that, in fact, are supported by the vast majority of the American people, and it's time that Congress move forward in response. Thank you.
Madam President, I hear more and more from people in my own state of Vermont.
lot for people, in fact, all over this country by email, website, who are wondering whether or not this great country is evolving into an oligarchic society. Historically, as I think most people know, the United States was the envy of the world for so many reasons. But one of the reasons economically is that in our country, there was always the belief that regardless of your income, you had the opportunity to move up the economic ladder. There was the reality, not just the belief, but the reality, that we had a great and expanding middle class. That if your dad and your mom didn't go to college, which was in fact the case in my family, you would have that opportunity to go to college and move up the educational ladder or the business ladder. And there was this feeling that economically what America was about and what we celebrated was the great middle class. And I think people today, both from an economic perspective and from a political perspective, are beginning in a very serious way to question that reality. And what they are looking at is that today in our country, we have the most unequal distribution of wealth and income of any major country on earth. And, you know, I think a lot of young people say, well, how could that be? In England, you have the Queen of England, you have all the lords and all the royalty and all over Europe. We don't have that in the United States yet. The truth is that over the years, we have moved to a situation where in terms of wealth and income, we are now the most unequal society of any industrialized nation on earth. And I keep mentioning one statistic because I don't hear so many other people talking about it, but we need to talk about it. And that is in terms of wealth. Wealth is what we own. Wealth is what we have accumulated over a lifetime of work. In terms of wealth, the top 1% in our nation owns 38% of the financial wealth of America. And I would ask those people back home who might be listening, what does the bottom 60% own? Top 1% owns 38% of the wealth. What do you think the bottom 60% own? They own 25%, 20%, 10%. What do they own? Well, the answer is they own all of 2.3%. All of 2.3% is what the bottom 60% of Americans own in terms of total wealth. So if you had a big pizza with 100 slices in it, one person would get 38% of those pieces of pizza if we looked at wealth. And the bottom 60% would have to share 2.3% of the pizza. I don't think that that is what America is supposed to be about, and that situation is getting even worse. In terms of income right now, right, everybody goes out and works. You've got millions of people today who are working longer hours, and their income is going down. Their wages are going down. Maybe they're paying more for health care. Their pensions are going down. But in terms of all new income generated in this country, from the last statistics we saw, which were 2009 to 2012, in terms of